My name is Mike, and I live in Flagstaff, Arizona, and I'm 49 years old. And I'm here to give a little bit of a report about my experience with John and Carla's ideas about looking. When I came upon this looking idea, I was lost and helpless and desperate and feeling suicidal. And I had been seeking for 25 years in many different venues. So when I heard John mention that nothing worked in one of his podcasts, I knew that he was right, and I didn't want to be alive back then. And it's obvious to me now that I felt that life was the problem, you know, because I wanted it to end. But it wasn't that obvious to me then. When I first started looking, I felt it to be a breath of fresh air. I didn't have to pay money or show up regularly to a rigid practice. For some reason, when I heard John say that it's almost too simple to be understood, I sort of understood what he was saying. It just, if that makes any sense. I think the suggestion to look into a vivid childhood memory was helpful, and I tried that as often as possible. It's really hard to talk about getting a first look because it wasn't something new that I was trying to look at. It isn't something that I'm trying to discover. I'm just now beginning to realize that, you know, more and more in a way that makes sense. You know, like I don't have to get it. That understanding isn't necessary. I tried all sorts of crazy things in relation to my deep, learned spiritual wisdom and understandings that seemed to be problems when I first started. I kept feeling like I was doing it wrong, or that I needed to get rid of all my old ideas and practices. But you know, that was all that I knew. From the perspective I'm coming from these days, I can see that there really wasn't a problem. Maybe just distractions. You know, I just kept trying, like John mentions, no matter what difficulties came up. I think what worked was to stick with it. It was also helpful to join in the conversations on occasion. I think the focus and reminders that I would get in the meetings with John were very helpful. What didn't work too much was I tried to go to some of my old spiritual groups and talk about, you know, conscious contact or oneness or presence, etc. And those venues really didn't seem to help much, though I don't think they really hurt. I just would find myself, you know, in one more deep discussion about reality and behaviors, which these days I find I have much less interest in. There were times in the beginning where I felt like a cornered cat, really, like the rug was being pulled out from under me. I did some crazy things, and I felt like I was really going insane. It's interesting to me now that the process of going sane, as John says, I felt like I was going insane, if I said that right. Going sane, as John says, can almost seem insane at first. You know, it brings to mind the old saying, there's a distorted security in familiar pain. But I don't know when the fear of life left, or if it, in fact, it did. I can't say for sure that it's gone. But if it is, then John is right when he says that it's not a big thing. A few months back, I started to notice that I always felt safe, I think, for the first time in my life. You know, I feel more and more like there's a kind of innocence to me internally, as opposed to something, you know, lurking that's wrong that I need to fix in the shadows. And surprisingly, nothing much else has changed. You know, I still have 48 years worth of built-up protective behavior momentum that shows up sometimes. But the nice thing is that I can clearly see that all of that is unwinding on its own. You know, that it does take care of itself, which these days it leaves me, you know, so much more time to explore and appreciate, you know, what a miracle it is, you know, just to be here, you know, just to be human.